Welcome to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and today we're coming to you from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Later this hour, we'll hear about Rapid City's Main Street Square sculpture project. Masayuki Nagase begins carving a 21-piece granite sculpture this summer. And we'll discuss gardening with Pennington County Master Gardener Joe Hilbury, now that it looks like spring has finally arrived. But first, Black Hills singer-songwriter Ryan Kicklin's gritty music is often filled with a haunting ambiance of loneliness and heartbreak. He tells stories about characters from the dark side of the track, sometimes depicting life in western South Dakota. He's released some 9 albums. The most recent is 2011's Songs to Stare Wildly By. His songs have been featured on the FX series Justified, and he's been featured on the SDPB radio programs On Record and No Cover, No Minimum. Ryan Kicklin is with us here in the studio, and Ryan, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Good to be here.
How did you get those songs on Justified?
I do a lot of licensing through various licensing agencies that essentially have access to my back catalog, mm-hmm. and then they try to match those songs up with programming that seems to fit the music. So it's I don't have to do much of the legwork. I just kind of record the music and it goes out there, and the licensing companies place it in different areas.
Is there a connection with your career as far as a performer and a singer-songwriter with what happens on these, I'm wondering if Justified, if having these, no, these were songs, I'm wondering if that, mm-hmm. if that has helped your career in any way?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's exposure that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. You know, for example, one of the songs that I used on the program Justified was a song I'd recorded, you know, I was 23 years old, and it was just kind of buried in the history of my recordings, and I hadn't thought about the song in years. And when they placed it, there was a lot of resurgence around this song. It's called Homesick, and you know, suddenly sales of that song started going up, and more requests for that song for other programming. So there's kind of a domino effect there that can happen if the music works with the film or the show.
Now, I understand talking about old music, but you've been working on some new things this winter?
Yes, I'm trying to get a new album finished by the end of summer, so I've been working in the studio on that. And with the record store that we opened last year, I should probably set a more realistic goal of like 4 to 5 years from now. But
4 to 5 years to put out an album?
Yeah, but I'm gonna shoot for this summer. It's just a lot of studio time. A lot of late nights trying to get this stuff done.
Well, can we hear one of the new songs, one of the songs you're working on?
Yeah, I'll do a song called Waiting on Your Porch. And it's a song about waiting on someone's porch. It's not a metaphor.
Okay.
I arrived at your doorstep too soon, and I stood with my back to the moon, but the chime from your doorbell just ricocheted out through the canyons of your empty room. And the weather convinced me to wait as the rain turned me back from your gate. And your porch was a shelter, a primitive temple, the place that I'd gamble my fate. I lit up and sat down on the floor and blew smoke through the screen on your door. And my body and brain held a heated debate about what I was really there for. And I counted up how many years I've been wondering why you were right here, and how many times that I dreamt of you wearing that dress, and it brought me to tears. And the waiting game, it's an old dry wine. I've been hoping that I drink it right on time. headlights were taunting my brain. I'd straighten myself up again, but every car that came out of the darkness just vanished back into the rain. And I sat in a bear trap of time, and my thoughts were becoming unkind. Said, "You're probably out there with some handsome devil, and I'm the last thing on your mind." So I gathered my coat and I stood, and decided it's probably no good to wait around hoping to resurrect something I shouldn't, but probably would. When I was turning to leave, I froze with one arm in my sleeve. You stood by your lilacs in a halo of streetlight, wearing that dress from my dreams. Yeah, the waiting game, it's an old dry wine. It's been ages, babe, but the dream tonight.
New music from Ryan Kickland, Waiting on Your Porch, singing and performing here at our studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. New music. I'm wondering about that song. Is that a song that's based on a personal experience, or just a character study of someone they're waiting for, a woman who may be an old lover, an old friend, or someone that he hopes will get together with?
Yeah, it's. I guess it's more. I mean, I've waited on a few porches, but I think that's indicative of kind of old love, and rekindling a flame, and whether or not you will.
Well, then that's kind of the open end. Okay, she answers the door, but what's going to happen next? I guess that's the.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't want to write.
Leave that up to the imagination.
Leave it up to you, yeah.
There's often, at least the music that I've been listening to of yours, that there's a sort of an atmospheric, lonely sound. Where does that come from? Is that intentional, or is that just my own interpretation of what I'm hearing?
I think it comes from Vermilion, South Dakota. I grew up in Vermilion, a lot of the times when I sit down to write, I find myself thinking about that town, and it's a college town, and so there's a lot of commotion, there's a lot of activity during the college season, and then in the winter and throughout the year, and then summertime comes and everybody leaves, and I always loved the summers. It's when the town got quiet, it's when I could I would go to the bluff and listen to the trains, and it could be a very poetic little town at times, and I think that's where I go mentally a lot when I write.
You came from a musical family?
I did, yeah. My father lives in Chamberlain, Rocky Kickland. He still is out there playing music, and my mother, Marcella Raymond, and my stepdad, Al Raymond, were both in numerous bands. Al plays in Poker Alice. My mother and he were in bands together throughout the years, and my mother's a poet as well. So a lot of writing, a lot of music. I grew up around a lot of that.
Then you just absorbed it all?
Yeah. It was unavoidable. Uh-huh. It was everywhere.
How long have you been in the hills?
I moved to the hills about 3 years ago from Bellingham, Washington. And prior to that, I was in Tennessee, down in Chattanooga, and prior to that I was in Oregon, and so I'm glad to be back in South Dakota, but I could not go back to the flatlands. If I was going to come back to South Dakota, I had to be somewhere with some mountains.
Well, why is that?
I just love the outdoors. I love hiking, and I love the hills. There's just something special about this whole area that drew me to it.
How has your music changed in any way since you came back to the Black Hills? Maybe, whether it's lyrically or musically?
Well, I think it's always changing, and I think the geographic location is part of it, and another big part of it is just the different musicians and influences and artists that I've met since I've come back, and I think all of that has an impact on your writing, and so it's kind of always changing, but absolutely the move to the Black Hills has given it another perspective and given me the opportunity to work with a lot of really interesting people and learn.
And you mentioned that you've opened a record store, you and your wife, Black Hills Vinyl. Yeah. What led to that?
Too many records.
Had to sell them?
Yeah, I had that. You know, it's just getting crazy. So, you know, we saw a big resurgence in the interest in vinyl records, and I've collected for a while, and that was one thing that I felt was lacking here were options. And where I lived in the Northwest, there were record stores all over the place, and that was one of my favorite things, just hopping from record store to record store and discovering new music. And I wanted to create another option that really focused on vinyl here, and kind of incorporated all of my favorite things about the vinyl record stores that I loved visiting throughout the country, and try to make one that I really felt proud of.
And there's a strong market here for vinyl records?
Surprisingly, there is, yeah. I mean, I didn't, you know, we went into this thinking, you know, well, at the very least, it'll help us, you know, get rid of some of the records and you know, incorporate some new ones that we want, and we'll see how it works. So we kind of just rolled the dice last September and opened it up. And you know, our customers are just fantastic, and they are very supportive. And you know, we just had our biggest day ever, Record Store Day 2013, and we had people lined up all the way down the building to come in the morning, and so we've just got some amazing customers, and it's working out really well, and a lot of support, a lot of great local support.
Now, Record Store Day is a special day. It's a nationwide event for independent record stores like yours, where there's special collectibles, and just it's become what over the past few years is really a special celebration of. Of what I guess we had thought a few years ago was a dying part of the music business.
Yeah, really since about 2009, vinyl sales have increased year over year over year. And if you look at like the Nielsen SoundScan ratings of vinyl sales, it's pretty incredible how that's increased. And Record Store Day is a huge catalyst there. It basically gets a lot of artists to release exclusive limited pressing albums, and they only go through independent record stores. So it's a really great opportunity for people to get some cool stuff, and it drives traffic into the local stores.
Who's buying vinyl? Is it younger people or is it everyone?
You know, our first couple of weeks open, it was, you know, typically the people who grew up with vinyl, you know, older collectors, people kind of coming through for nostalgia purposes. But the longer we've been open, the more, now I'd say it's 50-50, teenagers and college age kids, and then people who grew up with vinyl. So yeah. It's a big cross section now.
Any of your music on vinyl?
No, this album I'm working on right now that's the plan to get it on vinyl. So it's pretty spendy to get your stuff pressed on vinyl. So you gotta be willing to put down the cash and time and some of the logistics to make a good vinyl record.
So vinyl records are more expensive than buying a CD?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to buy them, they're pretty comparable, but to actually get them made, it's a little more spendy.
All right. Well, you're talking about new music, and I know you have another song that you're working on?
Yeah, this is a new one, too, that'll be on the upcoming album. This one's called Building a Fire.
Keep your eyes closed. How will you see it? With your hands down beside you. How will you feel it? you show it. If you don't believe it, then how can you know it? Will you know if you find it? If you can't lean on it, then why stand behind it? If you're always running, then no one can hold you. And the wind will keep blowing, and the world will control you. Brave the cold night, oh, brave the cold night, start building a fire.
Music from Ryan Kickland, Building a Fire, performing live in their studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. A song there inspired by winter, or written during winter.
Definitely written during winter, yeah.
And you mentioned these are new songs. How do you know when a song is done? How do you know when you think you've got something?
When it stops, you know, it's kind of like an unfinished or a song that I'm not 100% happy with is just a thorn in your side, you know. So I think when it stops keeping me up at night, I know it's done.
It's done. And the new music, you're talking about the new record, new CD. Any idea when that might be out there?
I'm shooting for end of summer. That's being ambitious with the record store and all the activity there, but that's what I'm going for.
Are you going to be performing much this summer?
I'll be playing actually at the Dahl Emerging Artist Program that they do every Friday. I'll be performing, I believe it's May 17th, with Josh Hilpert from Sturgis, South Dakota.
An old bandmate, right?
Yes, yeah, an old bandmate in a band. We were in a psychedelic rock band together called Animalcule. So, yeah, we'll be playing together. He does a lot of traditional folk stuff and old country music, and we've played a few shows together. So I've got that one lined up, and then we're going to do some traveling to go do some record hunting around.
All right, so get more records.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Black Heel singer-songwriter Ryan Kickland. For more information and to hear some samples of his music, you can visit kickland.com. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're coming to you from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. I'm Carl Gerke, and coming up after a short break, we'll hear about Rapid City's Main Street Square Sculpture Project, and then later this hour, we'll discuss gardening with Pennington County Master Gardener Joe Hilberry, now that it looks like spring has finally arrived.